Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, years ago, we talked to Tom Moore, then at Indianapolis, the offensive coordinator. We got a busted play here, and then Sanchez gets hit. The ball is loose, and it's alive. And then going into the end zone is Steve Gregory.
Mark Sanchez not expecting it, and it was the backside of Brandon Moore that knocked the ball out.
A butt fumble. So the passing of Jim Marshall of the Vikings had us talking about him and his famous play where he ran the wrong way, which, what website did this? The worst plays, and it was the fifth worst play of all time?
NFL Films did a top 10 worst plays of all time, and Jim Marshall's running the wrong way play was number 5.
All right.
So there are four better. The butt fumble is number 4.
Okay.
So the butt fumble is one of the four that are worst.
Makes sense. Butt fumble is 4.
So I've got the whole list here. So
hold on. Other guesses.
Yeah, go ahead.
I already said I went Leon Lett, Thanksgiving against Miami.
So Leon Lett is on the list twice, but it's at number 9 and number 8.
Hmm.
Number 9, the Super Bowl play where he gets run down by BB, that's number 9. And then the Thanksgiving play is number 8. The Thanksgiving play should have been number 1.
Yes, the game was over.
The game was over. The camera pans from a celebrating Jerry Jones on the sidelines to confusion to, oh, the Dolphins are standing with the football in the end zone.
Yeah. That one.
How's that game snowing, by the way?
Yeah, it snowed in Dallas.
Snowed in Dallas.
Yep.
And they were playing outdoors, I guess, at that point?
No, there's a hole in the roof.
There was?
The old stadium, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know there was a hole in the old...
The old Dallas stadium had a hole, like a hole in the roof. It was, you know, open air.
Kind of like what the Bills are about to have?
Kind of, except
like closer to
I want to say Texas Stadium.
The hole was smaller than what the Bills is going to be?
Yes, look up Texas Stadium.
I'm looking right now.
Hole in the roof, and
the
joke was that there was a hole in the roof so God could watch his favorite team. That's what they used to say.
Oh, okay, sure. I've heard that.
But yeah, that was a covered stadium with a very...
Interesting.
Not exactly small, but...
Was it retractable?
No, it was just open.
Okay.
So it snowed.
Very strange.
In Dallas on Thanksgiving.
Because when I see that play, of course, he's sliding into the snow like a madman for no reason whatsoever.
Yeah.
Those are two of them.
So, okay, worst plays in NFL history. I want to give an honorable mention somewhere. I don't exactly know all the details, but that fake punt that the Patriots ran against the Colts or the Colts ran against the Patriots.
Yeah.
It's in Indy.
NFL Films labels it Griff Whalen's gaff.
Okay.
That's number 6.
Jeez.
As the worst play of all time.
But
that one really—that one also has a good case for being number one because what is the design of the play?
I don't know.
Like, it doesn't make any sense for what you're even trying. Leon Lett is at least, he's trying to make a play. You know, like, he sees a loose ball and he's going for it.
Yeah.
I don't know what the Colts were trying to do.
What's the worst play in NFL history? Is this gettable? Is this one way? You could tell me something from like the 30s?
I think no. It's gettable, but you're going to go, that's not number one. It's number one maybe because of when it happened more than how bad the play is itself. It's a bad play.
Okay,
but
so like the Super Bowl?
Uh-huh. It's a Super Bowl play.
Is it, there's a Colts tight end that drops a Super Bowl drops a pass?
I don't have that in here.
John Mackey drop a pass?
When's that?
Super Bowl 13.
Yeah.
Bless his heart. He's got to be the sickest man in America.
Yeah. That's the one I'm thinking of. So that's not there. Okay.
That's not on this list.
So Super Bowl. The worst play was a Super Bowl. I'm going to say when the snap went over Manning's head.
Early in that Super Bowl against Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't going to be Kevin Dyson 1 yard short against the Rams.
Nope.
Okay, just making sure.
Is it Leon Letts?
Nope. We already did that one.
Oh, sorry.
Number nine.
The worst play in NFL history that they would put in a Super Bowl.
Yep.
Oh, Garrow's gaff.
Nope.
Who?
Garrow Yeprimian. He was a kicker.
Oh, right.
Garrow's
gaff. When he tried to throw the ball?
Yeah.
I got to look that up. That sounds fun.
Oh, you've never seen that?
I'm sure I have, but
Washington,
it's not coming off the top of my head.
Does it involve a running back fumbling?
Nope.
Okay, good. I didn't even
More about a decision to do something.
Seattle throwing the ball at the one?
You know what? All right, fine.
Yes. Seattle throwing the ball at the 1 yard line.
Is the worst play in NFL history?
Yes.
I kind of agree with
that. I'll allow it.
Really?
Yes.
I'm surprised. I mean, it's a bad decision.
It's about as mad as I've been about sports. It's way up there. Can you imagine? Just imagine for a moment that's this year and that's
man.
The Bills. Oh. Imagine for a single solitary second that the Bills do that.
I just started shaking.
Now Seattle had won the Super Bowl the year before.
Yeah,
so
little better there.
That takes a little sting off it. Imagine you had not won a Super Bowl and you're 1 yard away and you do that.
Right.
Imagine for 1 second that happens and Josh gets picked off on the one.
Mm-hmm. Isn't the story that Wilson wanted his moment? Wilson wanted his moment, or that Carroll wanted Wilson to have his moment?
I have no idea.
I've read somewhere, maybe it wasn't directly from the team, maybe someone just, you know, hypothetically speaking or something, but that what went into that is that they wanted Wilson to have his crowning moment, and that played into why they threw it. And when you think of Josh, see, the thing, though, that's good about Josh is you can have Josh have his moment in that spot and still not throw the football. Because what are you calling on that play? Well, they're probably calling a sneak.
Yes.
But if the right. Let's say the tush push has been outlawed, then what are you doing? You're probably having Josh run a QB power at the 1 yard line. You're not throwing it, I don't think.
So that's one. What are two and three?
Number two is Ernest Byner's fumble.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Browns.
Yep. He kind of fumbles over nothing.
Yep.
And does that set up the drive?
Was
a little different?
No, that was the year after the drive.
Year after the drive. That's the
fumble. Oh, really?
Right? That's called the fumble, which was the 87.
That's right. It's the drive, and then the next year is the fumble.
Yes. And then number three is the miracle at the Meadowlands.
Okay, yeah.
Herm Edwards picking up a fumble.
Joe Pisarcik, is that his name? Fumbles.
Yep.
That's when teams started to kneel.
Yeah, they could have just kneeled the football out. And then the other plays outside the top 10 that you missed. You did say this. Garrow's gaff is number 10. And then number seven is not known enough play that I think is the most incredible play of all time. The Saints against the Jaguars in the late 90s.
The extra point that got missed?
Yes. They're throwing the ball around. They're lateraling it. They've got 60 yards to go. They've got to score. They throw a lateral to Horn.
It's a miracle. When I was growing up, we called that play the West Coast Weave.
Play?
Yeah, when you're constant. Yeah. Is that only
when you're just lateraling the ball around? And
yeah, I don't know if that's something that my friends and I had.
Okay,
but it was called the West Coast Weave. That's because you're always going in and out, back and forth, pitching it back. What did you guys call that? Sometimes we do this where when you were growing up, we didn't all have the internet. We didn't all have everybody calling things the same thing.
Is that the Kill Stanford play?
Yes.
Yeah,
that's what we would have called West Coast Weave.
Yeah, that's what we would have called it. Kill Stanford. Yeah.
Kill Stanford?
Kill Stanford. Yeah.
All right. I've never heard that before.
That's definitely what we called it. I don't know. Yeah, like anything with a lateral. I think we
tons of laterals, desperate last minute.
Kill Stanford.
Kill Stanford.
So that, but so they score on that, and then John Carney misses a 19-yard extra point to tie the game. And it's a great call. It's one of the great calls of all time, I think, where he's lining up the extra point. He misses it, and the color guy just goes, no!
He missed it.
Screaming into the mic. And that's your top 10.
All right.
Worst plays ever. No Bills plays on here.
Do you have a... ready in the
chamber. Ronnie Harmon could have been on here, right? I mean, right. He drops an easy touchdown that would have won a playoff game. Wide right, I guess, could have been on here, yeah, but it's, I think it's very different.
That's just a it's just a missed kick.
A long kick too for the time and for the kicker. So
worst play in Bills history for me, it's like Trent throwing the ball out of bounds on running out of bounds on fourth down against Miami in the opener.
That one's really bad.
I'll have to go to the box score on that.
Oh, worst play in Bills history is absolutely Nathan Peterman on a Hail Mary taking off 55 yards away from the end zone.
He did run. That's
he's got a Hail Mary with zeros on the clock at halftime. Everyone is standing waiting for him to throw it, and he decides to take off.
Yeah, it was...
with 60 yards to go. It was incredible. Well, he didn't want another pick on his stats. I mean, how can you blame him? He already had 20.
803-0550. Dave in Buffalo. Hey, Dave, good morning.
Hi, good morning to you, too. Just a point, just to sort of clarify, I think, what the NFL rules are. And I'm not an expert on the rules, but one thing I do understand is that you had mentioned the idea of Cook sort of sitting out a year. That actually, under rules, makes no difference. If he sits out a year, he's in exactly the same situation then as he is now. He would still owe a year to the Bills and basically would be in a situation where we do the same thing all over again. Potentially, he could actually play two or three games and then qualify as a full year, but then he moves into, again, trying to go to a new team and sign a new contract where he's a player who comes off a really bad year instead of the great year that he had now, and also where he's basically left his teammates out to dry. You're putting $140 million or whatever he's asking for into, you know, somebody who has just, you know, been, you know, totally selfish. So there really is no leverage for Cook whatsoever. And the Bills basically branded it, he needs to hang tough, you know, on the stuff. And, you know, Cook signed a reasonable deal or not just let him go and, you know, try to, you know, trade him for somebody who may not even be as good of a player, but who is committed to winning and things of that nature. The other point I would mention, too, with the comment you were making in the middle of what I was listening, is that you talked about the worst place for the Bill, and an honorable mention goes actually to a great Bill, wonderful Hall of Famer, super guy, so no negative about him in the big picture, but he lost his helmet in the second Super Bowl,
yeah,
and he actually had to sit out, I think, the first play, and that really, things went downhill from there because we didn't start out with setting the run again, things like that, so I think you have to mention Thurman losing the helmet as one of the things that really was not good.
Uh-huh. Thanks, Dave.
Yep.
Back to Cook. I mean, I don't know where the $140 million number came from. And he's definitely not committed to winning. It's one thing that's, whatever, siding with Cook on some level. Everybody that just signed an extension for the Bills, they signed four guys to extensions. They all, the Bills met their demands or their demands met the Bills' number. You know, we could, mm-hmm. Who knows where those players came in with their number. Who offered first? Contract negotiations go that way. So Bernard's camp and the Bills' camp come together. Does Bernard's camp say, this is the number? And the Bills say, you know what? That's pretty good. Bang. Done. They might have. We don't get to see those back and forths. It could have been in the works for a while. So one thing that none of those four players are being asked to do is play without a safety net. And Cook is being asked to play without a safety net. All those players were about to enter the final year of a contract. It wasn't up. Shakir wasn't up. Benford wasn't up. Rousseau wasn't up. Bernard wasn't up. These guys were just able to be extended and were. So Cook is in the same boat as the other four guys. I don't think any of his teammates think he's a bad guy for wanting a contract and wanting his pay.
Nope.
If you ask any NFL player and they'll all tell you they do not get mad at players. They wish they were there and they wish it would work out, but... Even the Bills, I mean, Joe Brady, Josh Allen, they're all saying they love the guy and they want him there, but this is the side of it that gets a little bit sticky sometimes. So I certainly wouldn't think they would get rid of him because they don't think he's committed to winning. It's, in fact, the opposite. At the end of last season, McDermott referred to him as a dog with a look in his eye. Mm-hmm. And I mean, McDermott was as glowing about Cook and his mindset and approach as he has ever been. And that's a James Cook that had been benched for fumbling occasionally. Mm-hmm. And his first carry of his career was a fumble. And one thing on the contract, like, yeah, he has to play for the year to toll. You can't sit out a full year. The contract would have to toll.
Yep.
But it's in terms of leverage, he doesn't have a ton. I wouldn't dispute that. The one thing he does have working for him is any player that sits out on their rookie contract, the fines can be just waived or dismissed. So if he does miss mandatory minicamp and they start to fine him, those fines can add up and add up and add up. And then when he comes in, they can say, like, never mind. We'll just waive those fines. Or if a new contract.
You would expect they probably would.
Sure. If you are a player that holds out on a second contract, then those fines cannot be waived. Then those are, you're going to pay those fines. Le'Veon Bell, he was on a, he was not on a rookie contract. He was on another contract. And all those fines start to build up and build up and build up. So, anyway.
Well, Bell never signed his.
No, he sat the year.
He sat the year and it didn't toll. Right, so I guess he just waived all of that. But remember, they.
Yeah, he gave up like $13 million.
Didn't the Steelers relinquish the rights to him?
I believe that's ultimately how it went down.
Okay, he wasn't under contract. It was a franchise tag.
Gotcha. And he never signed it.
He never signed the tender, so the Steelers had the rights then to use the tag again on him, and they just decided not to. We're not going to do this again. We're going to let you go. Which, hey, like, the way James Cook is operating right now, let's say he comes in, and which I think we all, like, isn't the most likely outcome he's going to play this season on the final year of his contract. That he'll be on the field, and it'll be with 1 year remaining on the deal. So he plays, and he repeats. He does what he just did. He maybe doesn't score 16 touchdowns, maybe scores 10 or 12. But 1,000 yards, and he's a starting running back, and he plays really well throughout the whole year. So you go to the offseason after that year, and the Bills franchise tag him. Does he do what Le'Veon Bell did? I'm not showing up. I am not signing this thing. He's acting like right now, like, not he's treating this current negotiation like, hey, I'm not going to make this ugly. You better be smart enough to know I'm not doing that, though.
Yeah.
You better be smart enough to know that I might play this year on the final year of my deal. You better not franchise tag me next year. Because if you really want to make things ugly, that's how you make things ugly.
The Steelers franchise tagged him twice.
Okay.
So he plays on his rookie deal, which, by the way, 4 years, $4 million total. Right. Franchise tag number one for Le'Veon Bell is 12.
Uh-huh.
Franchise tag number two is 14. He leaves, signs with the Jets for $52 million.
Look at that, though, how
27 guaranteed.
He is drafted when? 2013?
Mm-hmm.
He's drafted in 2013, and when does he sign his first big extension? March 13th of 2019.
With the Jets.
6 years later.
Yeah.
That's where, man, it's tough for a running back, right?
Like, it's tough for anybody in the NFL.
Honestly, I don't really blame Bell that much, other than he did have a contract on the table from Pittsburgh that was bigger than the Jets deal, so there is that. But if your team's going to franchise tag you not once but twice at a position where you already have a limited shelf life, you kind of have no choice.
Yeah. The one thing about your hypothetical with Cook is there's just no way they franchise tag him.
I agree with that.
The franchise tag is, if you were going to,
it would be 13, it's $13 million right now. So what'll be next year? 15?
And the cap hit is just 15. You just never do it. Because, you'd sign him to a 1 year 15 with a void year instead of franchise tagging.
Right.
James Cook has a, I'll be wrong about this. Old takes expose me. There's a 0.0000000% chance they franchise tag James Cook. It would not make sense.
If you're for themselves, you're
sure
saying, yeah.
Right for themselves. It would be a horrible idea
because you have to commit all that money into that 1 year.
Yeah, eating that much cap,
can't spread it out.
Just give them a 2 year $30 million deal and have your cap hit be like four.
Yeah,
and toss void years and do crazy stuff at the end. Like, you would just never want to do a franchise tag for Cook.
Could they do this year what the Giants did with Barkley, where Remember the last year for him in New York where he was kind of holding out but not really, and the Giants just said, hey, we're not extending you. We're just going to give you an extra $2 million for this year.
That's right.
To come in.
That's right. It was not the franchise tag. Instead, it was just about the same value.
Right. Could the Bills do that with Cook this year? Say, hey, we don't want to do an extension, but we do want to make you happy, and we want this year to go smoothly. So here, we're going to bump you up from $5 million to $7.5 million. But we're sticking on a one-year deal.
Right.
And now everybody's happy. And now we could figure it out next year. But for this year, you know, we're in a better place.
803-0550. I'm not exactly sure how that would work. Like, guaranteed at sign, you're signing a...
Sure.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure the capology of that. By the way, the Odyssey app is down. So if you're... Right? We got some news. The Odyssey app is down, so you're not hearing me say this on the Odyssey app. But the alternative, check out the show on YouTube. Look at our handsome faces. No, I'll just say faces. You can look at our faces.
Yeah.
If you want.
Or you could just, you know, turn the brightness all the way down in your phone while you, if you really don't want to.
Yeah. Let's get an automated function where you tune into the show.
Yeah.
Like, all right, I'm watching on YouTube. Hit radio mode. It'll just blur out our faces
radio
for you.
Mode. Or maybe it'll play like Josh Allen highlights for you while we're on in the background. By the way, we are idiots. What I think we didn't mention, talking about like what's the worst play in Bills history? Oh, the Music City Miracle.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure.
It has to be. It's a playoff game. Well, it's terrible.
But we're talking about worst play. That list of worst plays to me was...
What, like an individual?
It was individual self-inflicted. How could you do that?
Yeah, okay.
And I get that the Bills, you know, stay in your lanes and all that, but still.
Right, like, who's the person?
I get it.
Yeah,
it's definitely worthy of mentioning. I was just thinking more in terms of what was that guy thinking?
Okay, yeah. That makes more sense.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. More your calls on this. NBA Finals preview at 9. We're going to check in with Owen on as a goalie because we had a big call in the NHL last night, a goaltender interference call that did not take a goal off the board. It gave Florida a goal and a power play, and they took a 2-1 lead with it. Did not feel like the right call. We'll talk about it with Owen, get his goalie take on it. More your phone calls as well. Join us on the stream. Everybody's doing it. All these new people coming in. This is great. We can call them bandwagon fans or something. We can yell at the new people that are here. You can jump in the chat. Jump in the chat. See what's going on in there. Things that have come up in the chat today. Woody Woodpecker. Did you know that was going to come up today in the chat, in the YouTube chat? I did not.
Woody Woodpecker.
Woody Woodpecker came up. You never know what's going on in there. You can give us a ring. You can jump in the chat. You can watch us on YouTube. I would recommend it. Why not? You can see my cool hat. I like this hat a lot.
You've worn it all week.
Yeah, it's my old sandwich hat.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great hat. 803-0550 on WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Time now for Worst Call Wednesday, brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center.
No call here on the push. Now he turns around. The skate of Kulak might have got into the skate of Bennett as he goes backwards, but for Stuart Skinner, he's trying to find this puck through all the bodies here, and as he goes down, there's contact and the puck goes through. Chris King is here on site, so nothing goes to Toronto. They're right here in the building, and that did not take long.
After reviewing the play, the actions of the Edmonton defenseman knocking nine down. That's where the call on the ice is confirmed. We have a goal.
It's not Wednesday, it's Thursday. I have a day of the week clock, but we forgot Worst Call Wednesday yesterday, so we'll do it today. And we got a bad call for it. Worst Call Wednesday, brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. That's the worst call on the ice of the night. One of the worst calls you could make is skipping your recommended cancer screenings. To learn more about potentially life-saving screening recommendations and guidelines, visit roswellpark.org/screening. Jeremy and Joe, a little more on this in a moment. If you're joining us on the YouTube stream, click like and subscribe. Join. Maybe this is your opportunity because right now everybody's doing it. The Odyssey app having a little bit of a struggle today. Maybe you popped us on the radio. That's great, of course. But jump on the YouTube stream and, you know, you can see us there day to day. We're there every day.
Yes, we are.
We're on your smart TVs. We're in your phones.
How many people are doing that, though?
Smart TV?
On the TV?
I
bet phone is the leader.
I'm finding my way where I'll pop on YouTube to look for something to watch, and, like, there's your face.
I'll see our videos. It's like on the recommended videos or whatever, based on their whatever algorithms. Yeah.
So join us, 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550, our phone numbers. We wanted to get to, we were all watching the game together last night, me, you, and Owen. We were at the golf simulator and watching the game, and we saw this play live, and as soon as we saw the review, I said to Owen, like, that's going to be an as a goalie segment, because Sam Bennett was allowed to win best actor and create a goal for the Florida Panthers. So let's get to our senior goaltending correspondent, Owen Parker, as a goalie.
Carter Courtney with a shot off the post.
Parker got his pad back over to keep it out. Owen Parker shows off his flexibility.
Hey, as a goalie, should that guy have gotten that?
As a goalie.
As a goalie.
Brought to the blue line right in the middle to Metcalf. Now to the far boards again. Cross eyes pass. Open cage. Oh, Owen Parker with a glove save.
If you look at a game where you get 29 shots on goal against and give up 7 is not good.
Now it's time for As a Goalie with senior goaltending correspondent Owen Parker.
Yeah. So anyway, Sam Bennett just like crashed into Stuart Skinner and was like, oops.
It's the most vet move, like Sam Bennett move you could ever make. Just knows he gets touched within an 8-foot radius of the crease. He's like, oh, I can cross over and try and demolish Stuart Skinner and maybe nothing will happen. I could not believe that,
they
call.
That they let that stand.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, the multiple replays. Who was it? It's not Eddie Olczyk that's on the call there. Is it Boucher?
Brian Boucher.
Yeah. As soon as someone for the first time says, like, I don't know, what about what the defender did? I'm thinking, there's no way anyone would buy that.
It was like Bennett was heading up ice and gets his foot just tapped by an Edmonton Oilers.
And then throws his other foot into that.
Immediately pivots and crosses over into so that he can get at Skinner, and like ton of breaks just falls right into him. It's so, so bad. And like, it's a difficult thing to enforce and sort of define goaltender interference. Like, you never know what a guy's intentions are. You never know sort of what maybe happened with a skate. Like, you never know what guys blow an edge and they fall into a goalie. But this to me was just.
It was tough.
It's tough. And you know. It's kind of like the suspensions. You almost got to take into account, like, this is Sam Bennett we're talking about here.
Right. What are his goalies crashed per 60?
Oh.
You know?
He's tapped, I think, every goalie they've played so far. He has run through at least one time.
He's the one that knocked out Stolarz, right?
Like, tried to get, who were they playing last round? Oh, Carolina. He got Anderson with a nasty elbow that nothing really came of it, but it was a dirty, dirty play. And it's just, this guy knows he can get there, and he knows he does it so much that it's not going to surprise anybody too much. So you get away with it. And I think it's just really, really poorly done. It's a bad decision.
On the intermission, Lundqvist called it out and says a terrible call. And then Anson Carter handed him a tissue for crying about it.
I saw that, yeah.
Come on.
Listen, I think that panel and TNT – you know, it's not possible to replicate what inside the NBA is.
Uh-huh.
I think the NHL coverage is the best it's been in a long time.
Yes.
I think TNT does a great job.
That studio show specifically. Bissonnette's really good on it.
Gretzky's pretty good.
I like Lundqvist.
Yep. Anson Carter's good. Liam McHugh does a great job. I think TNT does a really nice job. Remember when it used to just be going to Keith Jones and they'd say, like, shots, pucks to the net for 20 minutes?
In the same studio. They're in the same studio for 15 years.
Yeah. And now they're on site, and it's great.
Yeah, they also like are willing to make fun of each other a little bit, right? Which is that's the thing from inside the NBA that they've taken again a very small piece of. But I agree with you. I mean, Bennett knows what he's doing,
100%.
And now you open the door for him to do that the rest of the series, because why wouldn't he? If I go to the net, why don't I just fall over the defenseman? And just cause chaos that's a great role.
Oilers can do the same thing now. They're gonna get we're gonna see. I guarantee it. Next game, both goalies will be hit. I would bet my life on it. Just because when you get a call like this, the team knows it. The team notices. Both teams. Obviously the guys that scored know. All right, we can do that.
Yeah.
Sweet, great. The team that just got it done to them is going, I didn't think we were able to do that. All right. Let's go.
Yeah.
Like I know where the line is. You've shown me what I can and cannot do. So let's toe the line. And I would not be surprised to see a very questionable sort of dirty play on a goalie next game, just because guys are going to be comfortable getting close to him.
I got to check, what was Stuart Skinner's save percentage last night? It was .906. Okay.
Yeah.
So he has okay, never mind. In game five, he broke his trend the last couple games. He had that stretch where he was either under .900 or a shutout. And so, like, if you score on him, you're going to get a couple more. And last night, they're up 3-1, and he shut the door.
He deserves a lot of credit for that. That second period and overtime, he was unbelievable and, like, really gave them a chance to win. Bob was great, too.
Bobrovsky.
He had, like, 45 saves in that game.
He was
great. But Stu, like, righted the ship. I talked about it a little bit. I don't remember if it was with you guys or on Saturday, but Skinner's known for being mentally very strong, resilient, sort of can bounce back. And that's, I think, what we saw just in that game.
There's a play I'm reminded of from the Sabre season, by the way. Maybe no one will remember this play, but remember Sabres are playing in Colorado against, like, so forgettable. Zach Benson's in front of that. He gets thrown into the Avalanche goaltender.
Yes.
And the Avalanche goaltender is laying on the ice injured. Benson grabs the puck from behind the net, wraparound scores while the goalie is laying on the ground injured. He got thrown into the goalie while he's in front of the net. Just think about how Bennett could never do a push or a pull-up.
Was it Bennett?
Bennett. Yeah. Remember, Bennett could never do a pull-up?
It was Bennett and Mittelstadt was also a
Mittelstadt,
too.
Well, Mittelstadt, I think his picture was just funny. He might have actually done one. Three. Right. But Bennett couldn't do any. And he's, you know, older now. I'm almost thinking, why not just throw? Because this was Benson. Benson's a small guy. He gets thrown around a lot. Why not just put your smallest player in front of the net? Let the big hulking defenseman on
push
the other team
into the net.
Shove him into your own goal. Because you're not going to get that call. Right. This play got challenged in the Sabre Avalanche game for goalie interference, and it stood. Because Benson's given up 70 pounds to this guy, so the guy throws him like a bowling ball, and what is he supposed to do?
And that
put your
so
smallest
much,
guy in front and just let him crash into the goalie via the other team.
It's so much less egregious than Bennett did last night too, because Bennett barely got touched and threw himself into the goalie. Like Benson legit got demolished.
I'm not saying
but
Bennett.
It's the same idea. Like you can just get contact in front and fall towards the paint.
Right. What I mean, and Bennett maybe is doing it on purpose.
Oh, 100%.
But what I'm almost imagining is, you know, like Bennett might be better for this if Bennett's not this guy with all this upper body strength or whatever, as opposed to, you know, let me go put some goon out in front of the net that's going to be able to stay on his feet.
Yeah, like
then I'm not going to get plays like
that. Ristolainen in front when he was on the Sabres.
Or Chara.
Sometimes. Yeah, I think you could go both ways. Like just want your smallest guy so that he accidentally gets thrown, or put a guy out there that's willing to go, I got touched, I know I can just fall towards Skinner or whoever the goalie is and probably mess him up a little bit and not have any sort of consequences for it.
Get a call in quick. John in Chicago. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning. How are you gentlemen doing?
Good.
First of all, as far as I'm considering, you know, Brett Hall and that foot being in the whole goal crease over Dominic Hasek, that's a goal last night. Bottom line. The reason I'm calling right now is because our Buffalo Bills are going to win the AFC East championship for a sixth straight season. And it solidified it with Matt Collins' comments yesterday talking about how he regrets leaving Buffalo. Your feelings on that, gentlemen?
I did not see him say this. Where did he say this?
He literally said that he regrets leaving Buffalo because in his current locker room in New England, there's no camaraderie, team, accountability. Guys,
I think this is one of those fake stories you see on Facebook, which...
No, it is.
I'm telling you, it's a fake Facebook story.
Yeah.
There's Facebook right now is in a... I mean, it always has been, you know, who cares if it's real or not. But, John, this is the... We are in the murderer's row era of Facebook telling you stories like Eric Wood is the new offensive line coach and Mac Hollins regrets leaving the Bills, slams the Patriots. It's not true. It did not happen. He did not say it.
Yeah.
They don't find guys for showing up later skipping practice because it's just because it's sunny. I never saw that kind of thing with the Bills. It's all fake.
It's fake.
Did not happen. He did not say that. He does not regret it. He has not said anything like that. It's not true.
You're telling us the graphic looks like it got made in Microsoft Word 2003.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it's a fake quote.
Yep. And seriously, there are these accounts now that just post nothing but fake stories.
Yeah.
And it's kind of wild that it happens, but it's true.
Remember the Ravens one from the playoff game about Matt Milano?
Yes, that Matt Milano was talking trash.
Yeah. The quietest Bill of all time was talking trash. I did, while looking for that, I did see a story from Pat's Pulpit about how Hollins, the guy there was answering questions from, he's one of the beat guys for New England, and was asking, getting questions from fans about surprise cuts, and the next guy he mentioned was Mac Hollins. It might be between him and Javon Baker. Hollins doesn't have a lot of guaranteed money. Baker had a really bad year last year, but he was a fourth-round pick, and they've got Booty, and they've got Bourne and Diggs and, you know, Polk. So maybe it's between Hollins and Baker for that final spot.
Yeah, I'm scrolling this one Facebook account to find the other hilarious, funny stories that are, of course, not real. Here's one: salty ex-Bills say Haley and Josh are not good together. Like, not real. Did not happen.
Not that I've seen.
No. So you got to be head on a swivel. It's worse than ever. The good news is that a lot of these fake bill stories on Facebook are so absurd that you were able to kind of just dismiss them. In this case, Mac Hollins did not do that.
Yeah.
All right. You know what I learned yesterday? That Haley Steinfeld's uncle is Body by Jake. I did not know that. You probably don't even know who Body by Jake is.
I don't know what that... What is that?
Body by Jake?
Is that a show?
It was an exercise plan infomercial.
Oh.
Isn't that how Larry David got invited to the wedding? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why he was there? I thought Josh has invited him because why wouldn't you want Larry David at your wedding?
I think he's connected to her dad, maybe. Hmm. But I did not know that... Hold on. Check this real quick that I didn't get got on a fake Facebook story. I did, but I did check into it. Like I looked.
Yeah,
he's a client of Pete Steinfeld, Haley's father, who's a personal trainer.
And Haley's his niece.
Yeah. So yeah. Body by Jake.
Right. You said uncle.
Jake's her uncle. All right. 803-0550. Fun times today. You can pop in on the chat and say whatever you want. You can like and subscribe. You can do your thing. Jeremy and Joe, pick of the week when we return, and then the NBA Finals preview with Steve Ashburner, senior writer, NBA.com. It's all coming up here on WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
All right, it's time for the pick of the week. Brought to you by Riverfront Auto Sales. We got the Stanley Cup Finals rolling. We've got the NBA Finals starting tonight. Pick of the week's brought to you by Riverfront. And their pick of the week is a stunning 2021 Audi Q3 S-Line Premium 45 with quattro all-wheel drive, a turbocharged engine, and that signature S-Line sporty styling plus premium interior features that make every drive a first-class experience. Test drive this sleek 2021 Audi Q3 SUV today at Riverfront Auto Sales, 1379 Niagara Street, online at riverfrontautosales.com, and call 886-1626. What do we want for the pick of the week here?
How about the new Wicked trailer?
I've got to see it. I haven't seen the trailer. I haven't seen the trailer.
There you go.
Yet.
You got a weekend to do that. It doesn't come out till November 21st. So you got a minute.
All right. I'll do that. The trailer's out though, right?
It's just the trailer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can the pick of the week be me ranting about something?
I mean, it's your pick of the week. I mean, you really can do whatever you want with it.
Can I pick something I'm going to be visibly upset about?
Sure.
So there's a story. This is a we have all got our, you know, our things that make us mad.
It's a Tom Brady story?
No. AMC, the movie theater.
Yeah.
They have agreed to increase the ad load before movies.
Like the amount of previews?
More commercials before movies.
Oh, here we go.
Including a platinum spot that runs right before the movie begins. Great. That's fantastic. That's great. I don't have any problem with commercials before movies.
Yeah.
Just tell me what time the movie starts.
Right, because I
just want to know what time it starts. How about this? I'll compromise. Tell me what time the platinum spot is. I'll show up for that, I promise. More commercials. You thought 25 minutes of your life dedicated to trailers and commercials wasn't enough. Now we need, what, 40 minutes?
Yeah, that's the thing.
More time?
I'm assuming they're not going to tell you.
They're
with this new, you know, amount of time they're going to be adding.
Put it on my tombstone. Someone tell the ad wizards down there that what is actually hurting the movies is people don't know what time to go. That's what's hurting your movies.
Well, you do know what time to go. Have to guesstimate like it's 20 minutes after.
How are we going
to
make up this revenue loss? Let's throw more commercials on and make people even less confident in what time the movies start.
Let me ask you, would you rather know exactly when the movie's going to start and have previews mixed in throughout the actual movie, like as commercial breaks?
Absolutely not. Of course not.
Commercial breaks?
No.
Because then you at least know when the movie starts.
In Connecticut, there is a bill, a Senate bill, requiring movie theaters to disclose the actual movie start time. They're trying to get that through in Connecticut.
Uh-huh.
Have that guy run for office here. Move here. More commercials.
You should run. Run on a platform of when, knowing when movies start.
Yes, I'll be like,
that's it.
Remember that guy? The rent is too damn high. I'll be the guy that's like, the movie takes too long to start. That'll be my entire. It's my party. It's my whole mission statement. What nonsense! All right, 803-0550. There you go. This is your pick of the week. Pick of the week is go to the movies. I guess. Might go see Wicked. Start time 11 a.m. Great. What time should I get there?
3.
1:30? All right. Steve Asperger, senior writer, NBA.com, for a finals preview coming up in a moment here on WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.